This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We talk a lot on this show about the rising cost of college and how to plan and save for it. But sometimes life just doesn't work out that way. And now you or your child got into school, but you don't know how to pay for it. Ron Lieber wrote about that this week in a story called 8 Tips for Parents Who Have Saved Nothing for College. He's the Your Money columnist for The New York Times. Welcome back to Marketplace Money.
Good to be here.
Why did you decide to write this article?
Well, we were doing a whole bunch of stories around college and sending kids off to college and the themes around that on the Motherlode blog this week. And one of the most moving essays that came up was one by a mother in Maine who has 6 kids and had not saved barely a cent for college. And she really seemed kind of down on herself. And I thought, you know what? This person almost certainly has nothing to apologize for. And I want to find a way both to say that, but also to offer some practical advice for what is likely to be an increasing number of people who are going to find themselves in similar situations going forward.
So what are your 8 tips if you haven't saved anything for college?
Well, I think for starters, you need to stop apologizing. If you have not been able to save anything for your child's education, it is probably because you've been spending an awful lot of money along the way making sure that child has a decent place to live, has a good school to go to, enriching activities and things for the family to do together. If you've been doing a good job of that, your child is probably well-adjusted and is going to find a way to get to and through college one way or the other. So you should not be apologizing to the kid. You don't even know what the future holds at that point. So, you know, my first advice is just to stop beating yourself up about whatever state your savings balance might be at the moment.
You have one of your rules as no secrets.
So we have a real problem, us parents here in the world, around silence and money in families. And it happens for any number of reasons. Some parents want to protect their kids from however much money the family has or the lack thereof. And other people think it's impolite to talk about money in politic, that it's something that's just not done. And I find this to be intensely problematic for all sorts of reasons, but it's especially bad as you get towards college. The kid needs to know where you stand. The kid needs to know how much money is available, how much money might be available, how much money the parents are able to borrow or willing to borrow. That conversation needs to start pretty early on in high school so the kid has realistic expectations. And so I just think parents shouldn't be keeping secrets by the time certainly a child is ready to apply for college.
So let's say you haven't saved money. What are some ways to get it?
Well, there are a couple ways at this. If your child is a reasonably good student, you know, above average or way above average in your community, there is a chance, it's not a likelihood, but there's a chance that certain schools will be willing to discount their tuition an awful lot to get your child in. If your child is a great student or has some other fantastic talent, your child may bring the averages up at the schools where they're applying. So, you know, this is not a guarantee. Some parents feel like, well, if they can't pay, that they're entitled to some sort of discount or some kind of huge scholarship. But it may well be the case that if your kid has the ability to get into a top 25 private school, that a top 75 private school might discount the tuition so much with what is known as merit scholarships that the price will be much less than it would be to go to your state flagship university. So right away, you're getting the price down maybe to $10,000, $20,000 a year instead of what might be $25,000 or $45,000 or $65,000.
We've talked in the past on this show about how some kids are served better by not going straight to college. How do you handle that conversation?
Well, I think you may want to start that conversation by talking about what a great thing it can actually be for the kid. I mean, college is wasted on most 18-year-olds. It's incredibly expensive. We're talking about tens of thousands of dollars a year spent on, you know, 18-year-old teenagers who are cut loose from home for the first time, often without many bearings or, you know, sort of survival skills on their own. And they're sort of, you know, meandering through these very expensive schools for a year or two before they get their heads screwed on straight. Now imagine a teenager who has taken a year or two off before college, they've gotten a sense of what life looks like in the real world. And they come to the classroom with all of that experience kind of set to put it to bear on whatever it is they're learning, they're usually milking way more out of that first year than an 18-year-old would be. And oh, by the way, when it comes time to apply for jobs later, if you're an employer, you're going to look at somebody who's taken a year or two off and gotten some real-world experience a lot differently than you're going to look at somebody who went straight through and maybe worked at a couple of day camps or scooped ice cream during the summer.
Why do you think this issue has struck such a deep, almost raw chord with your readers?
Well, I think in the words of the great personal finance sketch artist Carl Richards, money equals feelings. And it evokes especially strong feelings here because we're talking about our children and how we launch them into the world and whether we've done enough and whether we could have done more. And no matter how much we do, we're almost always going to kick ourselves or question or second guess because, you know, these are the beings that we put on the planet or cared for from a very early age. And so it just makes a mess of your emotions. And, you know, the other tricky thing about this is that very, very, very few parents can actually save enough ahead of time to write a check for a public university tuition and room and board, let alone a private school that now costs more than $250,000 for 4 years. And so people get to the starting line, you know, when the student is a freshman in college, and even if they have half the money saved, they start to feel like, well, did we do something wrong? Did we spend too much on ourselves? And people are kicking themselves and they just need to stop. The system is what it is. And, you know, you have to muddle through just as best as you can.
Ron Lieber is the Your Money columnist for The New York Times. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thanks for having me.